Alright, this is the Clay Tabbitt Podcast. And you got NFL Week 1. It's Monday. It's a little late. I did my college football stuff earlier today. But, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, what was surprising. I mean, the Cowboys outcome, I mean, but that just seems like too on the nose. I'll tell you what was funny, was that Green Bay score, Green Bay Chicago. Because Chicago's dog shit, and they were minus 1.5 somehow. And they were the worst team in the league last year. And then they come in favored. Because they got, what, DJ Moore? DJ Moore's bringing it all home for them. All of a sudden, they can beat Green Bay. I know they lost Aaron Rodgers, but it's still Chicago. I mean, it's still the Bears. They're still doing Bears business. They're still doing that Bears thing. The Raiders beating Denver. I had that one. I did pretty good. Or did I? What did I have? What was my record? I'm trying to look. Well, I mean, 9-6. Minus tonight, Monday night, Jets, Bills. The coin, Andrew Johnson, went 6-8. He did not do well. The coin did not do well. The coin wanted to do well. I've got belief in the coin. Well, that money line, Houston shot, that's no bueno. I don't know what I'm going to do about them money line bets. You know? I mean, you start trying to sprinkle them in there. Okay, well, I had the Rams money line bet. Plus 185. I had that written down. I didn't realize how bad all the rookie quarterbacks were going to be. They were not cutting it yesterday, none of them. I think all three of them lost, and none of them covered. And I was sitting there saying, like, oh, there's no way that can happen. Like, one of them's going to, you know, or something. And nah. No way that can happen. That's the famous words of a dude throwing those ticket stubs in the trash can, you know, in some fucking shit-ass casino in Las Vegas. That can never that won't happen. That can't never happen. Philly did about as expected. Let me see what I got wrong. Oh, well, I got the Dallas game wrong. But, you know, like, it's almost like, I'll tell you who I don't want to count. I don't want to count Colorado Buffaloes, Longhorns, and the Dallas Cowboys. Because that's just too much. It's too much home cooking. It's too much, like, I don't want to root against Colorado. So you're stuck in a position where your bet's skewed, you know, because you're high on Dallas, you're sick of Dallas, you know, you don't know what to do. I mean, I've heard that, like, don't ever bet your home team. Like, it's like a rule that most people ignore, a betting rule. See, I got Tampa, Tennessee. I missed on Carolina, Atlanta. I missed on Houston, Baltimore. I missed on Cincy Cleveland game. But then I won. I'm not even joking. I literally won everything else except for the Dallas game. I guess it's all 6 or 9. Yeah. Oh, 10. Oh, I went 10 and something. Oh, because I got that mixed up. I went 10 and 4. Or 10 and 5. I actually did pretty good this week. I'm telling you, like, betting the first. Well, this is the best I've ever done, pro. But that's just because I took points. I took points at every turn. Who did I not take? I took Jacksonville as a favorite. San Fran as a favorite. Philly. That's it. That's fucking it. You see what I'm saying? Well, Cincy. I lost that too, though. And I didn't feel good about any of it. But, you know, yeah, taking those points. It'll be interesting to look at some of the stuff for this week just to see what they think they've got hammered out. Because we still haven't gotten to look at the Bills or the Jets. We haven't gotten to look at this Aaron Rodgers thing yet. I'm a little excited for that. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I had a slow start. Yeah, Arizona +7.5. That was a good one. But see, that was like a bunch of this stuff that I was talking about. Yeah, if all of the... I would have done really well if one of those rookie quarterbacks would have been able... Well, I did bet against... What's his face? The Indy quarterback. Yeah, but like Tennessee, like I didn't believe in Minnesota, New Orleans, Washington. Fuck Washington. -7 Washington. The fuck out of here. Bears, Denver, Chargers. Get out of here. And Seattle. See, I mean, say, line all those up and say that out loud. I mean, you get to the same result that I just got to. I mean, like, you can't, like... You're going to take them as favorites? I mean, imagine if you would have taken a whole bunch of those favorites. I mean, you would have freaking lost all that shit. I mean, the only people that covered were your horses. You know, Philly, San Francisco. The Jags. I wonder where they're at. They might be looking for some playoff wins. He might be able to weasel into... you know, like an AFC championship pretty soon. You know, horse face. That big old fucking horse head. Get that thing on the TV. That thing, that takes up the full screen, that big fat head. I mean, look at the size of that head. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to have to get my money line bets... Right. Because you're going to look. You know, I'm out here at the dock recording this. And there's always a bird that starts getting loud. But you know what? It's nature, baby. It's nice out here. On the water, and there's nothing you can do about it, because you're not on the water. Probably you're probably in fucking traffic or something, driving home from a fucking job, some job. I've been there, trust me. I'm still there. I should have a job, but I don't. Cincy Cleveland, I mean, I'd like, well, I don't want to watch that game. That came undone. Cincy just, you know. Pittsburgh, we'll see what they do next week, but Arizona, I mean, I don't know what to think of that. Like, when are the wheels going to come off that deal? Like, who's going to be the worst? Atlanta, they got weapons. That's the problem. I made a lot of money on Atlanta last year. They were the sneak. Let me look. Let me see. Let me see. Let's see what we're looking at. Okay, so Thursday, we got Minnesota, Philly. I got the Jets tonight, plus 2.5. Monday, the 11th, September 2023. So Thursday, the 14th, you got Minnesota, Philly. Philly minus 7.5. Dude, I might ride that 7.5 with Philly. Because Philly just, man, I don't know. Because New England played them pretty well, you know. I mean, it's a quick turnaround, and that's a lot of points. See, that's a Thursday night game. They should factor that in. I'm sure they do. I'm acting like they're, like, not factoring something in. Like, Vegas doesn't have this thing figured out. Atlanta, Green Bay. You got Atlanta at home plus 1.5? I'm on that. I'm calling that. I want that right now. Atlanta. Because I think that's going to change. I think that's going to change. I think that's going to change. It should, if it had any sense. I mean, Atlanta at home, plus 1.5, dude. Give me that. Tennessee Chargers. Look at this. Buffalo minus 9.5, minus 10 against the Raiders. Dude, I don't know how I feel about that. I might take Vegas plus 9.5. I mean, golly, man. You know? Do I still need to talk about? I just want to look right quick if I see something I'm really into. Indy Houston's interesting. Houston is favored? Dude, I got Indy. Plus 1.5. I got Indy plus 1.5. Seattle. Detroit. You want to talk about a fucking God. Some of these lineups this week, I mean, you just fucking go like, what? Like Chicago, Tampa Bay. I mean, Baltimore, Cincy. We'll have to see what that's about. Now, Kansas City, Jacks. Now, that is the game that I want to watch. Well, and the Cowboys Jets. SF Rams. San Francisco against the Rams. Man, LAR plus 7. Golly, plus 7.5. New York Giants, Arizona. Yeah, I can almost take the Giants to bounce back. Man, I don't know, though. I don't know what to do with that. Look at this right here. New York Jets, Dallas. Dude, I don't know what to say about it because Dallas plays good defense, baby. I mean, I'm not overly impressed with Dak, but Dallas's fucking defense is legit. They must be paying Dan Quinn, like, for real money to keep him shut down and in that position. Washington, Denver. God, that's a terrible matchup. You know what I'm saying? Washington, Denver. Miami, New England. Okay. And then two Monday night games. You got Monday night times two. You got New Orleans, Carolina. You got plus three Carolina. You got Cleveland, Pitt. Dude, I'll take Cleveland. Because I just don't. I'll write that down. I'll take. I mean, that's my just initial. It's Cleveland 1.5. Because I just don't believe in Kenny Pickett. I don't believe in the Pittsburgh. I mean, I know they got some running backs, some game, you know, like whatever, but I mean, you just go, man. And what if Deshaun Watson is back? Like, it's going to take a second for them to catch on to that, like, big time. Because if he's back, then Cleveland's, you know, they're in some kind of, like, driver's seat situation. Minus 3.5. New England plus 2.5. Dude, give me Miami. Give me Miami. New York Giants, New York Giants, Arizona, do not just, bull. I mean, plus 7.5, gosh. I mean, it's like, what are the Rams doing? I mean, what if they're like, kind of, back into it and like playing. I mean, they got Stafford, they got San Francisco, just so well coached. We get plus three Jacksonville, Kansas City, Jacksonville. You might have to take that Jacksonville money, that plus 3.5. You know, that's my initial. That's my initial look at it. Cincy minus three at Baltimore. I'm like, what? After last week? Man, you might have to take Baltimore. That's my initial. Minus three, Tampa Bay, Chicago. Indy, Houston. Houston minus one. Houston looks so terrible. Because, see, I felt like looking at some of the highlights of that game, it looked like Indy actually played well. Indy played horrible against fucking the Ravens. Or Houston did. Dude, I'm taking Indy. Indy plus 1.5. Give me that. Seattle, Detroit. Minus 5.5. Give me Seattle. Plus 5.5. Can't trick me. That's a bait and switch. Minus 10. Minus 9.5. You gotta go LV plus 10.5 by that point. Minnesota, Philly. Man, there's, I'm just seeing, like, value right now. Atlanta plus 1.5. 7.5, Cali. I'm doing it. I'm doing Minnesota plus 7.5. You can get it right now. Get a touchdown and a little, 39.
Start your week off right. I'm telling you. Don't trust it. That's where Vegas gonna make it. They're gonna make all that money right there in the beginning. I just make that money. Just make, you know, a little money, man. I mean, don't be trying to mess around with me with it. I know I looked ahead. I mean, I still want to go back and talk. New Orleans. Didn't they end up winning by one, though? They actually won the game. I think Tampa looked a little better than people thought. I think Baker playing a little better. Who are they playing? Chicago. Huh. I don't know what to think about that. I don't like that. I don't like that. That Vegas Garoppolo, New Orleans car. Not car. Yeah, no, Derek Carr. It's almost like you get them confused because they're like the same guy. They're the same fucking guy. Yeah, San Francisco shit on Pittsburgh. You know, you're just analyzing stats. Because Houston, I mean, I'll tell you the guy, I watched Houston, I watched Green Bay, Chicago, Dallas. You know, I just didn't get into watching San Francisco Pitt. And I watched some of the Philly New England game. But I quit on it, and then it turned out, kind of turned into a game. That's where I'm a little confused. I'm like, Minnesota. I want that 7.5 with Minnesota. And, it, you know, Philly could boat race them. I mean, that could totally happen. That could totally friggin' happen. That could totally happen. But if Tampa Bay is just a little bit better than people were thinking and wanting and then hoping and trying to ride off and all that, I almost need to look at that box score, to be honest. I might not be solid on that. It's just so many points, and when it's the NFL, you just kind of go, you get itchy, because it's week to week, and you got a different team between week one, week two, week three. Now, you start getting past week three, things really start setting in, and it gets a little bit more stable, but, and you know who's going to be bad, you know who's going to be bad by then. Week three, week four. But Bills, Jets, God. And I'm rooting for the Jets. I want them to win. So I do think I like the +2.5 at home. September 11th, Patriots Day. We're going to honor the firefighters and the police and all that. And it's going to be hyped, and Aaron Rodgers in New York City and downtown, and let's go, and it's Monday night, and yeah, they set that up right big time. That got set up right. They're going to fly the fucking planes. They're going to come over, dude, like just, you know, and the hope, you know, all that shit. I mean, it's going to be fucking nuts, baby. It's going to be absolute nutso. Yeah, I'm starting to get a little hyped for that. I'm about to get in this water. In the water, baby. You get in the water, baby. You know, it's just a little bit of water out here. Nothing big. Just your own little deal. Like an oasis. And you get up in there. You get up in there. Gonna bend. You know, I don't know what people are supposed to be talking about today. I mean, everybody knows about September 11th. Like, it's whether or not you bring up Building 7. That's when you know where people stand. You know what they're where they're at. If they bring up Building 7, you know who they are. You know. You can get a read. You can get a fucking read. Well, I'm trying to look. I'm trying to see it. You know, I don't feel like hanging it up. I feel like I need to push through some of this a little bit better. Yeah, I'm seeing Atlanta. What was there? Oh, yeah, plus 1.5 against Green Bay. Because, see, they're trying to act like, what's his name? Love is somebody. I'm like, he's playing Chicago. Chicago's awful. I don't think Atlanta's awful. Give me the plus 1.5, baby. Give me the points at home. I mean, at home points. Home dog. You got a home dog. That needs to be a home dog designation. How many home dogs we got this? See, we got 1, 2. Jacksonville against Kansas City. Rams against San Francisco. Arizona against the Giants. New England, Miami. Carolina, New Orleans. Pittsburgh, Cleveland. That 1.5 on that Cleveland game with Pittsburgh, that is not enough. That is not enough. I don't know. Somebody's asleep on that shit. That's the last game of the week, and there's some money. That Miami, New England. We'll see if that Jets Dallas game line changes after tonight. After we get a look at tonight. And what else? What else? What else is looking good? I need to look at Seattle. Do they just look like shit? Oh, Indy, Houston. Indy getting plus 1.5 against Houston. Dude, give me that. That's what I want. Give me that, baby. Yeah, in Atlanta, 1.5. I mean, people. I'm zeroed in on that. There's 4 or 5 games I'm zeroed in on already. What did the coin do? Did I write that down? The coin went... Oh, yeah, I talked about that. Went 6-8. I don't know if I got... Yeah, I mean, I'm working into my workflow, my action, my bullshit, my procedure, my what I do, the all that shit. You know, writing it down in a certain way, it's efficient. This, that, and the other. All right, well, you know, we're getting pretty close to a half hour, and that's week one NFL. I mean, I don't know what else you're supposed to say about it. You know, sit there and talk about it. I mean, if you watch the game, then you understand the game. You know, Dallas is Dallas. Houston looked awful. San Francisco looked good. Philly looked good. But they couldn't put away the Pats, you know, so who knows where the Pats are. Arizona fought. Cincy fell apart. You know, I mean, and these are just week one snapshots. Baltimore's defense looked pretty daggum good, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, that Baltimore. I might want Baltimore. Because do you get points in that Baltimore game next week? Baltimore plus 3. You're telling me I can get 3.5? Dude. Give me that. I think Cincy's going to struggle again. I just do. And I like Joe Burrow. See, I don't like making those bets. I don't like making those kind of bets. I don't like it at all.
Because I like Lamar Jackson a little bit, but fuck, baby. I really like Burrow. I don't like betting against Burrow. All right, well, that's a Clay Tablet, NFL, September 11th, 2023. Week one recap, week two look ahead. There's value. There's nothing you can do about it. There's value. There's absolute value. And I did well. I did better than the coin. Fuck Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson, we're going to have to switch up. You know, I got Sacagawea. I got JFK. I got Thomas Jefferson. I got, like, Rutherford B. Hayes, that fucking weasel. That fucking weasel's in there. I got some hitters in there. I got Quincy Adams, shit like that. I think Ben Franklin's in there. He did college. He did well. That kite flying fucking electricity lightning motherfucker. That fucking little bitch. That $100 bill fucking big daddy. All right, Clay Tablet, go fuck yourself.